AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you reach your small business dreams and career goals. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, and our new Facebook page, Silicon Valley Business Coach, MJ Radio Host, or our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You can post your products, services, events, motivational, inspirational information, anything that you'd like to put out there. Email me at, if you want more information, at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions and comments. We always like to thank our listeners each week for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. That is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, I like doing these quotes each week just to kind of get us to think a little bit. I like that. The function of education. Education has a function. It's to teach us, one, to think intensively and critically think. And that's important. Intelligence plus character. And I like talking about character. That is the goal of true education. And thank you for that, Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, each week I have a On the Edge power question or fact or something. And this is really not my power question, but I'm going to kind of piggyback on it and I'm going to kind of rob my guest of it tonight just because it's fun. But here, a great question she has is why millennials matter. And I think that's a very important question. We often talk about what's going on with our younger generation, you know, what our society is going to look like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, in terms of how we see them engaging in the workforce. We have some concerns, and I want you to kind of sit back tonight and enjoy the show and listen to what she has to say with regards to why millennials matter. I'm interested in knowing why they matter. I have some thoughts as to why they matter. We're going to have a little fun with that tonight as well. I have a millennial, so I can poke fun. And, you know, my millennial just turned 21 last week. So I'm like, does that change all the rules for me as a mother? Well, not at my house anyway. So some things that are in the news I thought was very interesting, and I'm excited about sharing this a little bit. And, you know, one of my favorite websites is Small Biz Trends or Small Biz Trends, and you can get this information out there. But you know what? Hey, small businesses added 78,000 jobs. That's small businesses from December to January, and this is out on smallbiztrends.com. You can check it out. ADP did a report, Small Business Report, January 2015, and shared that small businesses on the rise. Now, the mid-sized businesses in that realm from 50 employees to about 499 employees added the most jobs. But what's interesting is 73,000 of these jobs were in the service sector. There's a lot of service jobs out there with regards to, in comparison to goods and producing or manufacturing, but in the service industry. So, and I say that because I work with so many small businesses, and you're ramping up, you're trying to get your business going, and you need the support. But and there's so many small businesses, you know, service. So just be encouraged that something is happening out there in the job market, in the small business development market. Don't give up on what you're doing. Keep pressing forward, and you know, you're probably part of the 78,000. I know that I am, so I'm excited about that. So keep moving forward. 2015, we're just getting started. So, you know, you are a titan, and those of us that are women, I got news for you guys. We are titans. You know, men are not just the only ones that are titans. You know, I like Katy Perry on the Super Bowl last week. Did you guys see that game? Are you kidding me? I really thought it was going to go a little bit differently at the end of the at the end of the fourth quarter. You know, second and field goal. That was a little bit of upset. But of course, I didn't have a vested interest because the 49ers were not in the Super Bowl. What happened with that? What happened with that? So anyway, but Katy Perry and her halftime show was like so awesome. She is a titan, and so we heard her roar. And for those of you that enjoyed the little shark that forgot his dance steps, that was, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. So we had a good time, but we are titans, men and women, and we have young titans growing up, and we need to be the example for them in this time. So anyway, so adding to the job market, you know, small businesses keep doing what you're doing. I have someone here, you know, I usually teach at this time, and I'll throw a little bit of something here and there in the show, but we have a lot to cover tonight. We've got a couple of callers calling in tonight because we have the Unitech. Yes, we have Unitech College that is going to share their event, so we're excited about that. But I have someone who flew all the way from the East Coast to talk to the Bay Area about what she's doing, and she has a company called Why Millennials Matter, and that is Joan Cool. I like her last name, Cool. I said, how do you pronounce your last name? It's not spelled like cool. Like, I spell cool K-O-O-L. That's just me, not a typo, just because I like spelling it that way. But Joan is a thought leader and trend spotter, and she has founded Why Millennial Matters, and she is going to share with us what millennials are, I have to laugh at that, and why they matter, and what's going on, and how we are to interact with them and them with us within the workforce. And so I'm excited about having you on the show tonight. Joan, thank you so much flying into this crazy weather. So courageous. Glad you guys got in safely. And so we want to have you come on and share a little bit with us about define millennial, because, you know, we have the, you know, the baby boomers. We have the, I'm a little offended. I missed the cutoff for the baby boomers. It depends on who you talk to, you know. I mean, I'm 50 this year, but, you know, I think if I had to choose between Generation X and baby boomers, I'd prefer to be a baby boomer, just saying. Just means something more. Generation X, you know, when I think of X, it's like an unknown, and it just kind of bothers me. But then we have this whole, we're tagging everyone. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, thank you, Margaret, for having me. I'm excited to be here from New York City. As you mentioned, I'm the founder of Why Millennials Matter, and we're all about on a mission to work with organizations and brands that want to invest in their younger workforce, as well as those that want to better understand and get it when marketing to that consumer base. So you asked about millennials. Think about it as those born between 1980 and 2000. So it's a large group right now, and that's just typically what happens with generations. As you get more information about the group that's growing up behind them, then you'll pare it down a little bit more. So I'm a cusper between millennials and Gen X, but extremely passionate about young people. I've spent a lot of time coaching them and mentoring them in the workplace, in the community, doing volunteer projects, and I've seen what they're capable of, and I think a lot of times they're underestimated.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And
I might have to challenge her on that. Really? And so why do you think they're underestimated? What have you seen that we haven't seen? And let me just say that you know, and I work with a lot of young people, and I work with a lot of schools and colleges, and I've seen some consistency on that makes me concerned as a older individual with regards to what's going to happen. What is our society going to look like in 30 years from now, 40 years from now, when I'm getting information from corporations and saying, hey, you know, because their CRM skills are not very good, and they're losing clientele because they're not sure how to interact with, you know, clients that a company may have had for years, and you're losing business. That's not a good thing. But I am interested in knowing why they're underestimated.
I think we're on the same wavelength for certain things. But well, the most important stat about this generation is that in just 5 years, they're going to be 50% of the workforce. And a couple years after that, 75% of the global workforce. So they're going to dominate the workforce. So to your point, how can we harness what are their unique strengths? Because they are different. They're digital natives. They have a totally different set of capabilities when they come to the workforce, which I can speak to. But they also, they've got some gaps and they've got some opportunities. And so I work with partners like Barnes & Noble College to do national research and talk to students today to understand, you know, what's going on, what are your motivators, what are your influencers. Sure. Having spent 13 years in the pharmaceutical industry as a manager and as a leader, I felt like I was the millennial whisperer. I felt like I had a lot of times had young men and women that would come to me and say, I want so much more, I can contribute more, I can do more, but nobody hears me. Right. They don't take my voice seriously. So as much as, you know, there's always going to be teenagers and 20 somethings. So there's always work to do. And that's why people like you that make the time to mentor, it's extremely important, and not everybody does it.
That's right.
So yeah, I think that in the workforce too, when you come in and you're an intern or entry-level employee, you're not often, your opinions and ideas are not always put on the table. You know, everybody expects you to do your work quietly in the corner. And this is a generation that grew up where their voice can be heard globally in 5 seconds. They can post.
Absolutely. This is fantastic. And I'm going to readdress you in just a moment. But I want to get someone on air to share a little bit about an event that's coming up on February 18th, Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair. And let's get Nav Bawa on air, and he is the COO of Unitech College. Nav, how are you?
I'm well, Margaret. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited to share, you know, information about some very exciting stuff we're doing at Unitech College on the 18th.
And so I was at the fair last year, and it was absolutely fantastic, absolutely fantastic. In fact, I've been at a couple of your events. I like the helicopters. I like the whole, when you guys did the disaster preparedness, that was really fantastic. So what can we expect this year that's a little bit different than last year?
Well, I think that, you know, stepping back for a second, I'm really passionate about this. This is an important time to be doing health and wellness fairs all throughout the country. Every community needs to be doing them, because I think we're approaching a crossroads. We have a national health emergency. We've got thousands of kids that are diabetic at 10. We've got an entire generation of people that are going to live shorter lives than their parents, despite the fact that, you know, medicine has advanced so much. And that is because we're not really focusing on our health, on our wellness. We're not eating right. We're not exercising. We're not thinking about stress reduction. There isn't enough focus on this. And, you know, as education providers, it's our job to connect the community with most of our local hospitals and healthcare professionals and government agencies and resources to provide preventive health screenings, to provide education around this huge issue. Margaret, a third of our population is obese, and I read that half of Americans will be obese by the year 2050, perhaps even sooner. This is a crisis. This is an emergency. And the community really has to get messaging out to the consumers.
That is some very, very deep information. I don't even know how to. I'm kind of overwhelmed just hearing it and having Joan in the studio with me. I'm going to address something, because she just said something very interesting that kind of correlates to what you're saying. Nav, don't go anywhere. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by a Foundation for a Better Life, and 101 is just taking a pounding. Southbound delays heading out from San Bruno Avenue all the way down towards 92. Slight break there, and then slow again in stretches from Ralston all the way into San Jose. North 101 has been a real struggle as well. There was a big crash at Whipple. Two left lanes were blocked. Everything cleared, but still heavily backed up there. And look for continued delays on 92. Both directions slow. Eastbound from Hillsdale onto the San Mateo Bridge. Westbound from 101 out to Hillsdale. When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it on, a message from the Foundation for a Better Life. Learn more at values.com. And that's a look at Bay Area traffic on AM 1220 KTOW.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive women in business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Explore your British heritage. Ancestry is offering free access to their entire UK collection with unlimited searching. But for this weekend only, visit tryancestry.com and explore over 1 billion records to discover the story of your family before they came to the New World. Find records from the 1500s and even the Industrial Revolution. Visit tryancestry.com this February 6th through the 8th, this weekend only. Don't wait. Visit tryancestry.com. That's tryancestry.com.
Empowered Investing. Empowered Investing has moved to a new, earlier time, and we don't want you to miss a minute of Joe LoPresti's indispensable proactive investment strategies. Empowered Investing. Empowered Investing is now Saturday mornings at 11 here on AM 1220 KDOW. If you've missed a show, log on to arlington-capital.com for the podcast. That's arlington-capital.com. And be sure to catch the next Empowered Investing with Joe LoPresti, Saturday morning at 11 here on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Rain today, rain all day. Ain't no use in getting up tight. Just let it groove its own way.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking about our kids. And, you know, Nav Bawat just gave us some staggering information and stats on this. We're in an emergency with our young people, and I would say even with the adults. You know, when I grew up, we didn't have, you know, you see the fast food market has just, you know, you're seeing it all over the place where we just didn't grow up with that. And we have Joan here saying that, you know, 50% of our young people are now in the workforce. 70% is going to continue to grow. But here's the concern, Joan, is now, you know, we have Nav here on the line with us and saying, but we have a problem. You know, statistics are telling us that they're going to die sooner than their parents. I don't want to see that. So what are some of the things that you're seeing in your data with regards to health initiatives? What are the kids thinking? What are the millennials thinking?
Well, I'd say the easiest way to tie in such staggering statistics about the global health crisis is, what are young people going to do about it? Are they aware of it? And this study that I mentioned earlier with Barnes & Noble College, they serve 5 million students at 725 college campuses. So we went out and surveyed students and asked them, again, what's on their mind, how do they actually define success versus what the media says about it? And 92% of millennial students said they define personal success as personal fulfillment, meaning that they make a difference. When you dig deep into that, that means that they want to have a job, a role in this world where they use their skills to better the world, to serve others. And you think about the global health crisis, I've worked with millennials myself, who one in particular, brilliant graphic designer. She has worked for all different types of industries, yet she's on a mission to educate about global health initiatives and how she can serve others in other countries. So I think that that's what, you know, they recognize that there are some major issues that they didn't play a role in making. They inherited those, and they're going to do something about it. They're not just going to stand by the water cooler and talk about it. They're going to actually get out there, crowdsource, crowdfund their projects, and work for the
companies.
Absolutely.
That's for sure, crowdfunding. Now you're listening to some of the information that Joan is saying, and you really kind of put it in our face with regards to the health care and the well-being of our millennials. What would you say to some of the information that she's just shared? And you know, I kind of like to bridge this conversation, and we'll give the information with regards to your event and make sure we get people out there.
Well, I think millennials have a great opportunity they're great at messaging, right? So they're great at being connected with each other. And I think that the people that are great at something, great at connection, should really get the message out there. They can play a role in this healthcare crisis. They can play a role in kind of transmitting diet and exercise information and letting others know about the challenges that we have as a society. And that's why we've got these kind of wellness events. So last year we had a lot of young people show up, and they were very curious. They were asking a lot of questions. Our college's population is predominantly young females, and a lot of them came to the healthcare, and they were very interested in all of the information around, you know, screening events, around blood pressure, around the impact that sugar is having in our diet. Last year, we had a lot of focus on processed sugar and the destructive impact that it's having. And what's nice is that today's generation can get that information out there so much faster than you could before, right? So a single tweet can, you know, get replicated 1,000 times over. So I think the biggest role that they play is that they have this incredible power of transmitting information, and they've got to play a role in helping not just young people, but adults, you know, older people understand the crisis that we have. And hopefully events such as ours, the Health and Wellness Fair, the exhibitors that we have, the folks at the Tri-City Healthcare Center, the Washington Hospital Healthcare System, they've got incredible content that we're going to share with people around this so that they can have better lives.
Thank you so much, Nav, for calling in tonight. That is the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair. That is Wednesday, February 18th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get out there, young people, get out there, get, you know, parents out there, get your young people out there that can, you know, it would even be worth kind of, and I know, don't say I said this on air, but bringing them out of school and just letting them participate in something like this to for them to understand the importance of their health and of course, the parents' health as well. So there's going to be 50-plus exhibitors. There's going to be screening. There's going to be blood pressure and fitness testing. So much out there. So get out. And that is Unitech College, Fremont, main campus, 4670 Audubon Parkway in Fremont, California. You can RSVP at 888-775-1514. Thank you so much. We're going to go to a commercial break, AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220, KDOW traffic. Good evening, KDOW traffic, brought to you by Foundation for a Better Life. We start in her.
Hello, Dr. Page, how are you?
Hey, Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Long
Thank
time.
Thank you for inviting me. Yes. Yes, it's been too long.
Yes, it's been too long. We're going to have to get you here in the studio. Dr. Page, I'm sorry. I don't remember your first name.
Zeddy,
see? Yeah, that had never happened. We wouldn't have got that on air.
And I have been listening to Joan and Nav. Just excellent bridge.
Yeah. It really ended up being a great tie-in, and so we're gonna bring you in the next segment, and probably carry you over to the top of the segment after that, and then we'll say our goodbyes. But again, sharing what you guys are doing at the health fair, and you know, maybe some of the experiences that you know, from last year that you can share. It was definitely great. I enjoyed. You know, what my experience last year as well. So we'll bring you on in the next segment. That segment is about 5 minutes, so it's going to go fast, and then 8 minutes. In fact, I gotta do a commercial coming in that segment. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then we'll tie Joan back in as well.
Okay.
All right.
Kindergarten. Early Learning Preschool is now enrolling in North San Jose, the Berryessa area. It's an affordable family program, adding time to your schedule. Don't delay. Contact Early Learning Preschool today and reserve your child's spot. Call 408-937-1545. That's 408-937-1545 for an appointment and school tour today.
Problems in the workplace? Solutions on the radio. Every Saturday, join attorney Denise Eaton May for employment solutions at your fingertips. Each week, Denise brings her unique perspective as an employment law specialist and former HR director to address some of the common issues in today's workplace. Tune in for insight, dialogue, and advice you can use as an employer or an employee. Employment solutions at your fingertips. Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDOW. The real estate market is constantly changing. So are the lending rates, qualifications, and range of products available. Keeping up can be confusing, but now you've got a voice. Listen to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. Each Sunday, Jeff draws from his years of experience in the mortgage industry to bring you insight and guidance, sharing personal anecdotes and the latest industry news to keep you in the loop. The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than
you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have had some rich conversation tonight. I love it. I love it. We are focused on our millennials. We are focused on health. And so important. And before we get back to our guests, I want to share with you really quick, Early Learning Preschool is now enrolling ages 2 through 6 years old. And some of the benefits at Early Learning Preschool is that they have flexible and affordable rates and plans. And they prepare your little ones for early, you know, this you know, going into kindergarten, you know. So I love that this school is kind of, you know, taking our kids and getting them ready. And, you know, as I said last week, I always like this. I love their potty training program because it is hard to get your kids in school if they are not potty trained, even in a preschool. So they guarantee like 2 weeks, you know. I'm not sure how many weeks it took me to potty train my son, who's now 21. Of course, don't tell him I said that. But that was it's very interesting. So if you are a parent, so maybe you want to go back to work and that's kind of a holdup, you've got Early Learning Preschool that will help you with that now enrolling. And you can connect with them at www.elpreschool.com. That's www.elpreschool.com. Or you can phone 408-937-1545. They are in North Valley, San Jose. So if you are somewhere in that area, you can connect with them as well. So we're going to get back to our guests. And so Joan, NAV provided some great information, you know, with regards to the communication with our millennials. And that's just across the board, not just health, but they're using that also happens to be a little bit of a problem in the workplace in terms of using their phones and texting. And so give us a little bit more feedback from your expertise.
Sure. So just referencing back to the College Mindset Study with Barnes Noble College, when we looked at all the things that were exciting about what influenced and drive and motivate students, we saw an opportunity, a gap, a challenge, and that was that they're falling behind on the college to career roadmap. As much as they recognize the right skills to succeed, the ones that we talked about earlier about communication, problem solving, demonstrating initiative, good judgment, critical thinking, they know that they need all of that. But unfortunately, they're not confident in those skills and they haven't had enough experiences. So they need to get more internships. They need to get more opportunities to put themselves in front of mentors. And because there are workplace norms that unless you're actually in the workplace, you're not necessarily going to understand them and conform to them. So that's something that was really important. In Barnes Noble College, they employed 10,000 millennial students. So, you know, I think the key here is when you hear things like this, that you change your practices internally. Millennials in particular are a generation that crave training and development. they're open to it. And it doesn't have to be, you know, the fanciest, most sophisticated training. It could literally just be a very simple mentor program where you've got people in positions that onboard them and talk to them about what's appropriate and not appropriate. You know, these are just simple things that you think that they were exposed to in college. But if they hadn't had internships or enough experience, this is something that'll help them be more effective in the workplace.
Now, that's interesting. And that's a very positive data. So when I look at that data and I'm just wondering, is that, you know, what the demographics are really within that data, just because when we look at inner city millennials and youth, I don't know that I see that data being relevant in their world. So that would be a concern. And so there may be some imbalances there. How do we bridge that gap? Because I don't know that I see the opportunities that maybe they should have, but you know, some of these kids, you know, in terms of getting mentorship, you know, they don't know how to come and just ask, I need mentorship. Although I did have a young man yesterday who actually asked me for mentorship, 19 years old, but that's not the norm.
You hit on my sweet spot of what I really care about. And first, the study itself, though, did survey two-year and four-year colleges, 44 states, 3,500 students, 17,000 responses. So it was definitely a diverse population.
Sure.
But I am on a campus tour right now where I've gone across the country to all different types of schools and different types of communities, rural and urban, and everybody's scared to put their first step forward and find a mentor, and they don't know how to initiate that conversation. And I think that even those that are mid-level managers are still, you know, searching for somebody they can talk to, especially women. So I think that the opportunity there, there are a lot of great programs. I grew up on programs like the Hugh O'Brien Youth Foundation, and I was somebody that was constantly looking for business mentors and inspiration to college students. First place you should start is your alumni association and your professors. Mm-hmm. Faculty care. And our study, again, showed that everyone thinks that millennials are so influenced by their friends, that that's the number one influence. Actually, it was family and faculty. Those are the wow. number one and number two. So I think sometimes professors feel like, oh, students only come to figure out what's on the final exam. But they actually are looking for someone to talk to. And I tell students, and this is what we can do, those of us that are exposed to young people, is tell them, really start to invest in these professional relationships now with advisors, faculty.
Sure.
Ask
sure.
them questions about the types Absolutely. Of jobs that are out there. And that gets them comfortable with having more, you know, mature professional conversations where they can get feedback about their communication skills.
Fantastic. We're going to go to a break and come back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Berea's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
KDOW Traffic brought to you by a Foundation for a Better Life. We've got big delays in San Francisco. Trying to get onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Eastbound before the island, a new stall in the left lane. Traffic bumper to bumper still from northbound 101 and the 280 interchange. Speaking of southbound 280, connector to southbound 101. Stalled car in the right lane there. And southbound 101 right at Highway 80 there. And the Central Freeway looks like we've got a stalled car in the right lane there as well. Redwood City, northbound 101 before Whipple. It's a stalled bus. Left lane is blocked, and pretty much just slow traffic everywhere right now as you make your way around the Bay Area. Friday, a little bit of rain, and that's not helping the situation anywhere. Good news, no more stalls or accidents than that, just lots of heavy traffic. She didn't just visit the second poor, she moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all compassion. Pass it on for the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm David Bruce on AM 1220 KDOW.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
In the early 60s, Dolores and Ray Butcher and their three daughters earned a trip to Disneyland by collecting S&H green stamps. It was a dream come true. Today, nearly everyone has a wallet or keychain full of loyalty reward cards that they use for discounts, gifts, and even free dinners at their favorite restaurants. For years, an international company has been offering a universal loyalty rewards card in Europe. We call it the Blue Card, one card to replace dozens. The Blue Card offers discounts up to 5% cash back. It even accumulates points to shop at participating merchants and an online mall. Today, they're looking for independent representatives to launch this card in the U.S. and Canada. It is free to get the card and free to become a representative. You could help launch the Blue Card in your area and get paid wherever it is used. Imagine you could be paid every time someone fills their gas tank, buys groceries, orders an airline ticket, or purchases just about anything. To get your free card and more information, call 800-685-7470. 800-685-7470.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to bring on Dr. Zettie Page from the Tri-City Health Center, who also is going to be at, if you're just tuning in, we were talking in a previous segment with a talking about the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair. Dr. Zettie, how are you? Dr. Zettie Page.
Hi, Margaret. Hi. I'm doing real great tonight.
That is fantastic. I was hoping to kind of get you in on that last segment, but we weren't able to do that. So now you're going to be at the Health and Wellness Fair in Fremont. You were there last year. So tell us a little bit about it, our audience about it, and maybe the benefits. NAV did a great job in terms of explaining the importance of it. So can you add some additional information for us?
Absolutely. And I do appreciate Nav's comments and some pointers he made, particularly about investing in our younger generation and that workforce. And I think that's so critical. And he was right on target, in my opinion, about the health needs and how we're at a critical point in our history to address that. And I think Joan was absolutely on target with those who are in our system who are seeking role models and mentors, and of course, being influenced by the families. It's very important as a healthcare industry to focus on that family wellness and that health. And Margaret, you had mentioned before, you know, Tri-City Health Center is actively involved with advocating and partnering with the people in Southern Alameda County to make sure that they have affordable healthcare solutions. And we know that we can't do this alone, even though we're providing comprehensive care. And that means medical, dental, vision, preventive. And, of course, the mental health piece, again, Joan has made many, many points about that. So we're very active to be outreaching and to be partnering with the community and the other agencies in making this happen. On February 18th, we're not only going to be providing healthcare information and linking and bridging individuals to various agencies and, of course, what we can provide for them at our four primary care sites, but we're also going to be doing glucose testing. We're going to be looking at enrollment in Covered California and really talking about other linkages into the system of care. So with this relationship and the partnerships and community events, I'm really hoping that we can share the resources that are out here to really focus on strengthening families, connecting our communities to that healthcare piece. Joan made a comment that I thought was very exciting when she mentioned about our females and the majority of the workforce and how that's growing. And I'd like to make that point, too, that now that we have a fairly comprehensive women's health program, we're looking at a teen clinic that look closer into the female needs. And as women move into the reproductive age, we know that it's not just the woman and that child, but now we're talking complete family dynamics. So there's a lot of work to do. We're very excited about it. And, of course, education is just a part of it, getting them engaged to take action. I love what I heard you all talk about in terms of millennials. And, I've got five of my own in my family that I'm dealing with. But the reality of that is it does take a whole village, Margaret, and we're looking at being a part of that team.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much. That was excellent. We look forward to seeing you at the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair. I will be there, and we're going to do an off-the-cuff show while I'm there on February 18th. So Wednesday, February 18th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., come out and join Unitech College Corps, Outreach Education, Fremont Chamber of Commerce, Washington Hospital Healthcare, Life Elder Care, Tri-City Healthcare, Palo Alto Medical Foundation, KDOW, 24-Hour Fitness, and so many others that are going to be out there. Come out. Let's get fit. Let's get well. Thank you again, Dr. Page, for calling in. Have a great evening.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. So we've had a lot going on this show, but this is some good stuff. And now, you know, we were talking about getting back to our millennials, the mentorship, and they're being a little bit reserved on really asking for that. What can we do as professionals, business owners, and corporate leaders to draw out and take more of a responsibility to engage them, you know, maybe not even wait for them, but that we're proactive?
Well, it's a two-way street. What I share with young people, particularly college-age students, is your roadmap and your role as the mentee. And really that's showing up and putting your best foot forward and building a strong brand. So where we can coach them and mentor them is in building a really smart brand that's authentic to who they are. One of the most important things that we can do for young people is help them with first impressions. First impressions are everything. People are making a judgment about you, how you look, how you dress, your mannerisms in 7 seconds. And it's really hard to change it over time. So teaching them about that introduction, not that canned elevator pitch of, hi, my name is Joan and my market.
Oh, I love you right now. I'm telling you, I can't stand that. Okay, yes.
Yeah. So you know how you and I connect because we're passionate about something. And that's usually what we lead with when we introduce ourselves. But we've learned that over time. Mm-hmm. How can we help young people, college students, right, start to talk about and be comfortable and a little bit vulnerable immediately and say, hey, mm-hmm, I love design. I love volunteering at, you know, my local pharmacy, whatever it is that I'm passionate about. That's how you help them navigate towards what could be their life's work.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the best thing. Start with communication, first impression, and introduction.
And we do have a responsibility to our young people, and we can't just wait for them to do something. If you're not involved, find some place to get involved. Maybe it's not directly in your office, but there's so many organizations and programs out there that you can certainly get involved with. But let me share a little bit of information on how to get connected with Joan Cool, because she is very cool. WhyMillennialsMatter.com, that is her website. Now, you have a book as well. We have about 30 seconds before we go to a break, but can tell us a little bit about that book?
Sure. March 23rd, new book is launching, Peter Drucker's 5 Most Important Questions. And I was a co-author along with Frances Hesselbein, my longtime mentor, former CEO of the Girl Scouts, Presidential Medal of Freedom winner. This book is literally a tool and a resource to help bridge the communication gap amongst generations.
Fantastic.
5 simple questions about business to help people in the workplace, any sector, any size business, really start talking about the future of their business.
Fantastic. Again, you can connect with Joan Cool at WhyMillennialsMatter.com. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up and see what her final thoughts are. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
KDOW traffic brought to you by a Foundation for a Better Life. We've got big delays in San Francisco. Trying to get onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, eastbound before the island, a new stall in the left lane. Traffic bumper to bumper still from northbound 101 and the 280 interchange. Speaking of southbound 280 connector to southbound 101, stalled car in the right lane there. And southbound 101 right at Highway 80 there. And the Central Freeway looks like we've got a stalled car in the right lane there as well. Redwood City, northbound 101 before Whipple, it's a stalled bus. Left lane is blocked, and pretty much just slow traffic everywhere right now as you make your way around the Bay Area. Friday, a little bit of rain, and that's not helping the situation anywhere. Good news, no more stalls or accidents than that, just lots of heavy traffic. She didn't just visit the sick and poor, she moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all compassion. Pass it on for the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm David Bruce on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Join CFP Chad Burton for New Focus on Wealth.
Hi, this is Chad Burton. Each day, I'll weed through the noise on Wall Street and point out the current market issues that truly affect your path to retirement. We'll cover everything from college planning to real estate, the economy, legal issues, and even stock market and sector analysis from a technical angle. I'll also help you get a new focus on longer-term issues that help you get to the point where you can live off of your assets.
New Focus on Wealth with CFP Chad Burton. Weekdays at noon on AM 1220 KDOW.
Robitussin Cough Quince number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pill over. Robitussin, don't suffer the cough consequences. Use as directed.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Well, we can play that a little bit. I like Benny and the Jets. That's so old school. What is he saying? Welcome back. Welcome back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are in the studio with my new friend. I'm going to call her a friend.
Yes.
I like Joan. Joan Cool. And she is a millennial guru. Fantastic. If you are just tuning in, you're going to have to listen to the podcast because you missed so much. Joan, tell us a little bit about where we can get this data that you have shared on the show tonight.
Sure. Really important study in partnership with Barnes & Noble College. You can go to bncollege.com and look for the College Student Mindset. And that's where you can see a lot more information, download our free report that digs into what is on the mind of college students today. I mean, they literally opened up their hearts and their minds to us, 17,000 open-ended responses. Just imagine a young person today sitting there and filling out paragraphs about why they want to pursue this career, what they want out of an ideal boss, and what benefits they want from their job. It's fascinating.
And we need to hear from them. And I want to tack something on that I think is so important, is that we need to allow our young people to have a voice and have a fair voice and not take that away from them when they say something we don't want to hear. That's very important, because when you do that, they will, kind of pull back in terms of what they're willing to share, because we weren't ready to hear something. My son, and I'd like to share this to the parents out there, is that, I taught him that he could always have a voice, and it wasn't what you said, it was how you said it. So you have a voice, be clear on how you say it. And so he would say things like, "Mom, can I have freedom of speech right here?" And so I knew that was my cue, that whatever he was getting ready to say, that I needed to prepare for it and give him the freedom to say it and not, not get upset with him because of that. And we need to give our young people the freedom to share their voice, because they have so much to say. So I appreciate you coming on. And again, that website for the data is bncollege.com. Is that B-E-I-N college.com?
Just B-N, like Barnes & Noble College.
Okay, barnesandnoble.com. We need to be clear. This is radio.
Bncollege.com.
Bncollege.com. So that's the letter B, N is in Nancy, college.com. And again, you can connect with Joan at Why Millennial Matter. whymillennialsmatter.com, whymillennialsmatter.com. And then your book will be out. What's the date again?
March 23rd. And March you can find 23rd. Information on my Twitter handle at Joan Kuhl, K-U-H-L, as you said.
K-U-H-L, her Twitter handle. Peter Drucker's 5 Most Important Questions. She's co-authored. So you're just not going to lose with the information. And what I would recommend is get your millennials in front of her website. You know, sit down together and have conversations. I have conversations with my son all the time, you know, so he has that open communication and putting him in opportunities. This is another thing that you can do with your young people. Take them to work with you. Put them in situations. Introduce them to movers and shakers and leaders so they get comfortable about, comfortable with being in that world. I take my son wherever I can take him and introducing him to politicians, to leaders, to whatever's going on with regards to my world, and we can expose them to so much. They do not have to wait till they're out of college and they're like trying to figure everything out. Help them figure it out. You know, don't be that dinosaur. It's like, you're 18, get out of the house, you know. So what are your last thoughts that you can give us, you know, in terms of advice as parents, as business owners, as, you know, mentors? What would you say to us?
And
I'm going to make this two-part, and also to our millennials that are listening tonight.
That's exactly what I hoped you'd ask. So I think for parents, business owners, leaders, managers, professionals, it's investing the time. It's really just understanding the value that they can bring to your workforce. It's pointless to be negative and have a dismissive attitude. That's not productive at work. We want to figure out how to work better together. So start with understanding and having the conversation about what's motivating that person. And then students, it's inspiring them to find somebody, a professional relationship, a mentor, and to start working now as early as possible, but it's never too late on their community.
Better than that. You know, let's take care of our kids. Let's give our millennials a reason to live a long lifespan. There's only one lifespan that they will live. That's going to be their legacy. Let's help them live the strongest and best legacy that they possibly can. We're going to get out of here tonight. Have a great weekend. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.